everybody. Matt Metley here with a dog. And I am reviewing all of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia rap show that nobody asked for. We're doing it. We're working through it. It is season 11, episode 6. And join me in my journey. Lauren, Blair, Donovan, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. And I'm not the dog. My dog, Lady Grimaldi, is.
Yes. And so you might, I mean.
She's being very, a little vocal right now.
Very calm, very chill. Love having her on the pod.
Yeah, but she's just being a little chatty right now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if she's got some good ideas about being Frank, we can get into
she
it now.
She watched it with me, so maybe.
Season 11. This is an experimental episode.
It wasn't my jam. Was not
Did you ever see the movie Hardcore Henry?
No, I've never heard of it.
Because I think it's around this time that this is on.
Okay.
So I think it's kind of a playoff on that. It was an action movie that was filmed first person.
Okay.
Like this.
Oh, okay.
And it was just a crazy, like, he'd get guns and he'd be shooting. It was like no plot or like anything. It was just insane first-person action sequences,
basically.
Then that
makes sense if that's what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that feels like this. This feels
It was hard to follow. It was hard to follow. And I don't know if we've been social media friends long enough for you to know this, but I have a Universal Studios pass and I go a lot. It's like part of my personality at this point. It's like a main trait. And a lot of the rides I like a lot, but I can only take so much forced perspective because so many of the rides there are like IMAX screens or like you have to wear like 3D glasses and it's great.
Overwhelming.
Yeah, it's great fun for a ride or two, but when you get to the fourth of the day, my equilibrium goes off and I have like a eye headache type thing where it's just like pressure around my eyes. And that's what this episode felt like to me, like watching things through Frank's perspective, which was so messy and not always like, maybe not even focused, but centered. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It was just so, I was like, oh, I feel like I've probably missed a lot of the plot points of this episode because my brain was just so scrambled and I don't do well with that type of stuff.
That's
that
fair,
sense.
But I don't know if there's much plot here.
Okay, that makes me feel better, though. It makes me feel less stupid.
It's pretty straightforward on what happens because let's just get into it. I mean, we get a shot of him peeing.
Yeah.
That's the first.
Yeah, which was jarring. I mean, even for It's Always Sunny.
Well, that's the other question that I need to, that I ask all of my hosts here, because it's a very, it's been a topic where people have even either been like, yes or no. Are you a Frank person?
I mean, I think all the characters I'm fine with.
Okay.
I don't want to be friends with any of them.
Sure,
you know what
sure.
I mean? It's not like
aspirational. Well, we see what happens
characters.
When you do, so it's a good idea not
right,
to.
Right, right. But I think none of the characters rub me the wrong way. Because again, kind of like a couple episodes ago when we were talking about a rape happens, I understand the assignment.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to like make a character be more virtuous than it is. So I'm just kind of along for the ride. So Frank is disgusting.
That's the
He's
argument.
Disgusting.
If people are like, is it too gross? Is it turned off gross?
Maybe this episode was too gross for me. But generally speaking, I'm fine with Frank because that can be very funny.
Right.
But I think it was an OD of Frank. Like, I think it was like he works better as a side character or ensemble piece, not as a main character. Does that make sense?
Sure. And I liked it, I guess, because again, I am a fan of Frank. I think the gross stuff is funny most of the time. Mm-hmm. And so, we get a first shot of Frank peeing. I mean, that's the thing. We're off to gross land.
Yeah.
Because it's not even a toilet. It's just his bucket.
Yeah.
In his room.
Which is like, okay, this is the Depression era, I guess. I don't know.
And we don't quite know what the episode is yet.
No.
I think until we see the next. For me, it was like the next scene is when I kind of got like, oh, we're doing this.
Yeah, because he was washing his mouth with liquor, I think, too. I don't think that was mouthwash.
Right. Probably some whiskey in there.
Yeah.
But he gets the pee bucket. He starts his day. We do get that mirror shot. And then it says being Frank.
Right.
Now, I said to you right before the episode, this is short. It's 18 minutes. It clocks in very short. very quick episode. Yeah. And I do think a couple scenes that we'll get to, they probably were like, yeah, like the trip out scene, they were like, just do as much stuff as you can so we can like...
Right. Yeah.
Get this to 18.
Yeah, probably because it's rare. Usually people overwrite and have to trim.
Right.
So I'm curious about the genesis of this
episode. It was an easy short episode. As we said, it was probably just on the easier side of like, hey, we have this idea. It's a little, like the plot's not good enough to understand, but it would be cool to see. Yeah, yeah, it's like an experiment. So we get to that, back to, is Frank smart or not? He doesn't know anybody's name.
He was really confused and not sure what planet he was on.
He didn't know the plan. He didn't know. Yes, plan. He is. We figure out that Frank is just completely lost.
That surprised me a little bit. Like, that's an interesting context clue to look at the character of Frank from both before and in future episodes.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, is he just phoning it in? Is he literally so drunk and or crazy that he just kind of... brownouts, blackouts, in and out.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I'm here. Okay, this is what's happening.
He just floats through the game's crazy schemes, basically.
Yeah. Which is so uncomfortable. Like, wow. Like, yeah, there's a lot of reasons why my brain, I think, was like, nope, don't like this episode.
Well, yeah, he saves it by calling Dee a bird. That's the only reason they just move on. They don't really press him on any of the details.
Yep, he just kind of found an old favorite.
And so, yeah, we're like, we are stuck being Frank in this episode, being like, what is the plan? What the fuck is going on? Whatever. Frank and Ponderosa. Now, Ponderosa's a little late. How much of the Ponderosa lore do you know? Because we're about to really get into it in the next episode.
Yeah, he was so familiar to me, but I was having a lot of trouble pinpointing why I knew him.
Okay.
So, like, it was... I think that added to the a little bit of confusion to my brain in the episode. Because I was like, I know this person, but I don't remember
the roots.
They're
in high school. His sister is the cat lady that you'll see next. And Dennis and Dee both dated them at the same time.
I remember that episode. Because then they got back together at the same time in the same episode.
Yeah,
right?
It's a while ago. But it's like, we've seen Pondy as well kind of... get even worse. I mean, he started with cheating on Dee and stuff like that, so he was already a bad person. So it makes sense he's bros with the gang. He is a terrible, terrible human being. And
makes
like,
more sense than Cricket's fortune.
Fits right in, exactly. Yeah. The Cricket's more sad. Yeah. This guy, he just fits right in. He's like almost as destructive and terrible as they are.
But so gets worse because everything they touch turns to shit.
Right. So the fact that they're friendly with each other, they're texting in the car. Frank and Ponderosa are pals. He's a sponsor, by the way, which is not, that stuff.
Going great.
But so you're right. There's no plot here. There's just a bunch of scenes.
Yeah.
Because he goes back to his apartment at some point, and the landlord and him die.
Yeah, that was wild. I think I was like, wow, this is dark. That was what I wrote down.
That was a weird one there that I won't be able to defend.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, are they both dead? And then he's alive. And I'm like, but what happened to the other guy? Like, I was like, wow.
He'll be around. The landlord's a character has been around as well. But yeah, there's this, I literally just wrote weird landlord scene. Mm-hmm. They both eat poison meats or something.
Yeah, that was so confusing.
Again, I think they're trying to string along this episode and just fucking, they're trying to get to 18 minutes. That's the minimum, apparently, that they can hand in to...
and have advertisers take care of the rest of the time.
So, we're in the hospital, and again, there's some dark shit in here. Frank has a terminal disease. Did you catch that part?
I don't think I caught the specifics, but I caught
the specifics.
I was like, oh, it's so good that you came in because that's how we discovered this.
Yes.
That part I remember.
And he's like, you can't leave. You don't have much time left. But if we have, if you stay, we can help you with this.
Which is so terrifying. If you like went into the hospital for, let's say, something more innocuous, like appendicitis, and they're like, and by the way, you have leukemia.
Right.
You don't want to go to the doctor for one thing and come back with something worse. Like, that's a nightmare.
But it is heartbreaking.
But it's the gang, so...
And it's... I mean, Frank has been living this life, as we said. We've never really seen him as a businessman. It has been this wild party later in life thing that he does for his character. And we'll get to Frankenstein a little later, which is apparently his wasted alter ego, I suppose. But yeah, so he's... Again, it's kind of... he has a serious disease. He doesn't care. He's out of there. And gets picked up by Pondy again. I guess... And Pondy's hitting on people at the roller rink. We don't really get to see that either. A lot of stuff going on in the background.
I love how middle-aged plus men are at a roller rink, too. Hitting on people. Like, there's layers to that. Like... That could be unpacked. I want to see that come back in another episode.
Well, I mean, I'll skip around a little bit because one of the most shocking parts was like, Pondy almost shoots himself in the fucking head.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. There was a lot going on in this episode.
I mean, that's why you're right. There isn't really, I mean, we can kind of talk about these scenes and stuff, but yeah, there's nothing really to pick up here. It's just like, yeah, and then this fucking crazy thing happened, and then they went on to the next crazy thing.
They just
kind of,
like, vague booked every scene. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, this wild thing is happening. No explanation. On to the next thing.
That's kind of why I'm thinking, too. They maybe didn't even write this episode. Yeah. I mean, they might have just been, Curb Your Enthusiasm'd it and just been like, here's the scene. Just fucking do it. We do get some Artemis action, which I love. Artemis is one of my favorites. And she's with her family.
Oh, that's right. At Shiva, they're practicing Shiva because her aunt or someone died. Yeah,
right.
Wow, what a great scene to crash! Like, wow.
But again, we're seeing it through Frank's eyes, which is so interesting as well. Yeah, and the camera's moving like a fucked up person, and it's like it is like that camera movement. I think is maybe something that you didn't maybe enjoy either.
But I liked it in this scene. In this scene, it made the most sense just because of like how inappropriate it was that they were crashing Shiva, but also like it was the most clear that this is his, it felt the most lifelike that would be Frank's perspective. Something about it felt more grounded maybe than because there was less crazy happening. It wasn't like anyone was shooting anyone. I mean, Shiva is crazy to crash.
Everybody was, crazy.
But it
to
was
crash,
still, everyone was grounded in the scene besides him because they're mourning.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. And Frank goes into this mourning situation. He goes into the bathroom. That's the drug freakout scene where, again, I think they were just like, Danny DeVito, do whatever you want. We'll do some funny stuff with the mirror and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crushes up some drug. Well, he pukes. Mm-hmm. So we do get a puke.
Yeah.
So we got puke and pee.
We got lots of bodily fluids in this episode.
He pukes it up. He takes more drugs. I don't remember the order. But then we get Frankenstein, and it's this really intense music.
Which is a great alter ego name named Frank. I cannot believe that joke has not been made before with anyone. Not even just that show, but anyone named Frank. Like, wow.
It's a disappointment in anybody who thinks they're funny to not come up with Frankenstein.
100%.
So he gets this rug, and it's crazy. And again, it's like shot in this hardcore Henry thing. So he goes to pick up Pondy. Pondy's in trouble with the local dads at the roller rink.
Gee, I wonder why.
And this is when he jumps in. That's what it's tough to shock people.
Yeah.
But he pulls out a gun, puts it to his head, and Frank like pushes it away, but he still shoots.
Yeah.
So it was
loaded.
Going to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a stressful episode. It's crazy. They get out. They decide to fight these guys. Frank gets punched in the face. We're at commercial.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like, yep, that happened. Yep.
It's relentless, I guess, is, you know, the word for it. It's just that crazy thing, that crazy thing. Hey, Danny DeVito, do this crazy thing. Like, yeah, I think this was, as we're saying as we go along, just kind of thrown together. Because it all wraps up anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Frank opens the trunk. The gang is there.
Yeah.
The plan has been... So they were basically Dennis's car... What happened to Dennis? Oh, Dennis's car got impounded at some point.
And Frank is there with the car?
Yes. So yeah. He got impounded in Pondy's car.
Right.
And he's already there. That was the plan the whole time. He looks like a fucking huge hero, mm-hmm. right? And we get... He does it. Gets them all in there. He does not like Mac. Again, he doesn't know anybody's name.
Yeah.
So he's like, this one or whatever. And Mac goes in to touch him. Mm-hmm. And Frank freaks out.
Right.
Does not like Mac touching him. I think that's what he says. This guy touches me all the time. That's how he relates to him in his head. It gets awkward for a second. Frank calls Dee a bird. And they escape and get away with the plan as usual. Yeah, Frank's the hero and he looks great, right?
Yep.
And then we get a very sweet last scene.
I like the last scene. Charlie I'm and not Frank. Gonna lie. Yeah.
So this is when things calm down
for
you. You're finally in. We get a shot of the toe knife. Mm-hmm. So gross thing. Once again, the toe knife is in there getting out the gunk. Charlie wants to... Well,
and first, they're in bed. I like how it's the perspective of Charlie in bed. Like, that's how Danny...
It is cute. It.
Yeah.
And they're like... We do get, again, Frank knows nothing. He fucking remembers nothing, apparently.
He just ends up in
Charlie's
bed.
Like, hey, yeah. We got a big day for you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, you're just joking. You're and just he's like, you know what it is.
What are we doing? Yeah. Oh, you know, or whatever. So, but they end up playing Nightcrawlers...
Because that's what Charlie wants to do.
Favorite game.
Yeah.
That, again, is just them in blankets crawling around.
Yep. Night. I love how Charlie's like, or we could, you know, go to sleep or play, I don't know, a quick game of Nightcrawlers. It's pretty perfect.
Very sweet scene to cap a wild episode. You're right. This was bonkers. This is a bonkers episode. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when it comes to the... It's impossible almost to give... The best ofs in this.
Well, because there's not a lot of lines. It's more
there's
situations.
There's not a lot of lines. And it's obviously Frank. We're inside of Frank. It's,
but we don't
it's
even
over.
See Frank a lot. Either.
We only see him in those
I
two scenes.
I almost wonder if Danny DeVito was not around and only to do voiceovers. And they're like, let's just make it be his perspective. Or for a lot of the scenes, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like Ponderosa is the best episode, or best character, because like we do get more of him and he helps facilitate the crazy.
You're right. He
like
does
more
have
than
a
the rest of the
very
gang?
Funny scenes. Yeah.
I don't know.
The gang is just trying to get this plan down.
Yeah.
We don't really see them. And then the last scene with Charlie. Yeah, it's probably Ponderosa who does come through. That's a good point. Because if I'm eschewing Frank as even a candidate for this, because we're like locked inside of him.
Yeah.
And you're right. It was all voiceover and camera work.
Yeah. Unless there was a mirror. We didn't really see Frank. So Ponderosa is kind of the dark horse.
Yes. Yes. And as we discussed, dark.
Yeah.
In a real dark place.
Yeah.
Not well at all. And best friends with Frank. Frankenstein can be the quote. I mean, it's not quite a quote, but
what's the funniest joke?
It gets
joke.
Us there. Yeah.
I think it's the funniest joke.
Yeah. And like I said, this is a weird episode. I like when they experiment. I mean, especially selfishly, because I'm doing a podcast. I'm watching these a million times
like
over
variety.
And over again. And it's like, this is at least interesting that they tried something like this. And when you're in season 11...
What else are you going to do?
And you got the lifelong contract.
Yeah, right.
It's like, let's play around with it and see if it worked. And I go back and forth with it. I see some of it... Again, I think they were trying to do a hardcore Henry because that was mm-hmm. around the same year. Or maybe it wasn't. I'll have to look it up, just like Rico. Mm-hmm. We never looked up Rico,
yeah,
so we'll never know. So that's all I mean, you mentioned you didn't have much for this, so...
No, I think it's just like, it's the part of the experiment of it that I appreciate is it's an interesting thought exercise to see how Frank goes through life and look at it through that
lens. Right.
Because if you're going to like experiment, and I like this show a lot because it does add Easter eggs or context clues in interesting ways. Like they don't do things just to do things.
Yes,
they do reference things again and stuff.
And so, that's how you can get away with the naughtiness
exactly,
a little bit too.
Exactly, because there's a context clue. Oh no, right. They always suck, and you're not even supposed to be offended. You're supposed to just be like, oh dear Lord, here we are. So I mean, like, that's an interesting, again, thought experiment where it's like, oh, is this really how Frank goes through every day, or was this just an extra drunk day?
I'm guessing this is every day. I mean, again, if he's not remembering names, if he's just equating people with that they touch him too much, or...
I wonder, though, if he has... What's the thing that Bruce Willis has? Aphasia? Is that how you say it?
I mean, that's the other thing.
Because he was diagnosed with something in the...
If we now know that he has a terminal disease.
Yeah. Like, it could be degenerative slowly, like memory or something. So, I don't know if that's what they would figure out so readily in the ER room, but yeah, I mean, like, maybe that's why he doesn't remember people. Maybe he's literally losing his mind. I don't know.
Oh boy. Well, let's end on that.
Yeah.
That sad note about Frank, but we can move on. The weird episode, controversial. So we'll get to the next one, and the next one is tons of callbacks. So it is going to be an interesting one. McPoyle versus Ponderosa. I'm a huge McPoyle fan as well, so we'll get into that lore. But anything else before we leave this one? You're satisfied with the wrap on this?
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds great. We'll see you at the next one, gang.